Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for TWiT specials is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
This is TWiT Live Special number 287, recorded on May 19th, 2016 at Mobile Focus Showcase. So I'm here at Mobile Focus World Showcase in San Francisco. I'm Ron Richards here for TWiT. We're going to be here talking to some of the great exhibitors here for an upcoming TWiT special number 287. Some really cool technology that we're going to check out here. I'm pretty excited. There's some interesting stuff that we're going to talk to some folks about. So bear with us. It's going to be a fun time here in San Francisco. Looking forward to it. So thanks for watching. All right, I'm here at the Moshi stand here at Mobile Focus. I'm here with Tammy Lee. How you doing, Tammy?
I'm good. How are you?
Very, very good. So you've got some very stylish accessories here for the mobile-minded person. Yeah. So what is your favorite thing that you guys are showing off here today?
Well, I would say my favorite right now is our Avanti headphones. And so these are our new on-ear headphones. They're going to be coming out next Tuesday. They have custom drivers, 40-millimeter drivers. They're really flexible. So if you like to wear a hat, if you want to, you know, wear it whichever way you want, bend it, flex it. And the cables are detachable, so you're never straining the cables. You're never going to run into that problem. And so the cool thing about this is that these are made from vegan leather. And
they're vegan. Here in San Francisco, that is very important, so that's pretty cool. Yeah.
And if you would like to try them on, you can experience and see what this...
Hold that for me for a
yeah.
There you go. All right. Wow. Right. They're comfortable. There's music playing, so it's hard to talk, but they do feel very comfortable for vegan headphones, so...
Well, they're comfortable for headphones in general.
Yeah.
So with these, with on-ear headphones, one of the biggest issues is that people say that it really, you know, it keeps pushing down on them, so it becomes really heavy.
Yeah.
And with these, we've tested them. You can last maybe 4 or 5 hours without feeling ear fatigue. So we really built them with that slant, with this, you know, ability to adjust the angle, just so that you can be really comfortable no matter where you're going with these.
And be environmentally responsible. So.
Indeed.
That's cool. Very cool. All right. So... So I've got my headphones, and I'm all tangled in my cords. So tell me about these laptop bags.
Yeah, so these are our Helios and Helios Lite laptop bags. The Helios Lite is the 13-inch bag. This is 120 and this is 150. And the cool thing about these bags, it's water-resistant on the outside, so walk through a rainstorm, you're perfectly fine. If you want it, you know, it has a, as I open these up for you.
Yeah, let's put them here.
Yeah. So inside, you have a padded compartment for your laptop. You have a lot of paper that's stuffing, and then you have there's a little strap in here that's a little hard to see, but that holds your water bottle upright. But I would say my favorite part of the bag is actually back here. This little pocket right here, you can put your hand all the way in. This is a little Napoleon pocket so that you could put your passport, your keys, anything you don't want to get stolen on public transit. It can go back here and stay pretty thin. So want it to be, this is a bag for people who are trying to get to the office, want to stay, you know, want to look professional, but also want to be really mobile and really functional.
And it comes 13-inch and 15-inch support, right?
Mm-hmm. And this comes in a gray and a blue, and this comes in a black and a brown.
So I'm noticing a theme in terms of style with your guys' products. I see these little guys. So what this looks like, is this a lipstick holder or what is that?
Yeah, so looks like a lipstick holder or a little coin purse, but in reality, it's actually a portable battery. What you do is you flip it open and you have your cables integrated right here. So you just flip them out and you can charge wherever you are and you're never stuck without a lightning cable, which is, you know, always a problem when you're running out of the house.
Yeah, for sure.
So, yeah, of course.
And so how much of a charge does this get? How many, what's the battery power on this one?
So this one's 3K, so it'll charge your iPhone about iPhone 6XS about 1.2 times. So it's good for running around the city or just wanting to top off your phone. For the people that want a little bit more battery power, we come with a 5K. We also have a 10K, slightly different design, but still brushed aluminum, leatherette panel. integrated cables. This one comes with an extra USB port, so if you're ever charging two devices, which we all have, you have extra power here. The 5K will charge your phone about two additional times, and the 10K will charge it four additional times.
And I see that they're Lightning cables, iOS only. Do you support other Android devices?
So that's what the extra USB port is for. So if you have the cable, plug it in, you're good to go.
Very cool, very cool. So so I'm on the go. I got my bag, I got my headphones, I got my battery. Now, what do you got for my phone?
So we're a pretty active city around here.
Totally.
So things that we like, running. So armbands in a case that's 10-foot drop protected. So, you know, it just hooks on right this way. If you'd like to drop it, feel free.
So this will protect the phone for up to 10 feet drop. So if I could drop it right now, the phone will be protected. Ready? We're gonna live demo. Here we go. And look at that.
Oh, and look, it's fine.
Wow. It's fine. There you go. Very impressive.
So the other really cool thing about this is there's actually a screen protector on this. And what happens is this little piece right here and your earpiece right here, they're actually covered. So if you splash your phone, you drop it, drop it in the sink, you're fine. It's actually the IPX5 water resistance. So this, you know, it comes with the armband for running, hiking, that sort of thing, but it also comes with this handlebar mount that you can buy, you can buy the mount separately. So San Francisco's a big biking.
Is Portland and New York. Yeah, biking to work is a big thing, so I can see that handy.
Everybody likes to bike, so this will go well on a bicycle. It'll also, if you think about it, it'll also go on a motorcycle. We've had people test it on a motorcycle. We've also had people test it on strollers. So if you're going to say, hey, I have a new kid, you know, I want to go out for a walk, well, stick your phone right here. You're good to go.
Very cool. Very cool. So the brand is Moshi. Where can folks find these products?
You can find everything on our site, moshi.com. And you can also find our cases and other accessories in stores like Nordstrom, Best Buy, T-Mobile, AT&T, and Sprint.
Excellent. Well, thank you, Tammy. I appreciate it.
Yeah,
all right. So check out Moshi when you get a chance. Thanks. All right. I'm here with Janet from Sage by Hughes. How you doing, Janet?
Great. How are you today?
Doing well. Doing well. So what is Sage?
Sage is a fully comprehensive security and home automation DIY ecosystem that we have developed at EchoStar that puts all of the management and control of your security and automation devices through your television interface or your iPad or iOS device.
Cool. And Android as well?
Yes. Cool. Yes.
So home automation, cameras, motion detectors, all controlled from my TV?
All controlled from your TV or your mobile application. So we want to make it easy when you're not at home. And we also make sure that that communication is secure. I shared with you that EchoStar is 35 years in the security and telecommunications. So we're making sure that all of those communications are secure, which is something very different. It makes us unique in this space.
So how does it all work? I see there's the Sage Hub, and you've got some other products. What are the various items I can add to my home?
So you can add cameras, indoor and outdoor cameras. We have unique devices to our ecosystem, some unique devices like light switches, and we integrate with doorbell sensors so that if someone rings your doorbell, you can make rules-based scenarios within your home, ring the doorbell, turn the light on, start recording my camera, and all record that to the hub itself. We've got four radios in the hub, Z-Wave, Zigbee, Wi-Fi, and Bluetooth. And so we are working to integrate all devices into that secure ecosystem. So our engineers manage the communication protocol there. If you want to add devices, we will work with many vendors, but we want to ensure that that communication is secure.
Right. So for, I imagine with home automation, there's temperature control. What if I already have a Nest thermostat in my house?
We work with Nest, so we've integrated with Nest for their thermostat, their Nest Protect, and their Nest Cam.
Cool. So, and you guys are going to be adding support for other home products?
Exactly. That's exactly what we do. But the reason we're very thoughtful about that process is because security is paramount.
So you, it's recently launched, right? How has the response been so far?
It's been great. I mean, we're slow rolling, but we're making sure to get the word out and tell people who we are and why we're here and really making sure that they understand that the no monthly fee, the secure communication, and the fact that we've got 35 years of engineering behind us makes us different in the marketplace.
So if I wanted to get started with Sage in my home, how much is it going to cost me? What do I need to do?
You can get started for as low as $200. It gets you integrated into the home. We do have cloud storage and premium service that includes include a service called My Local 911. I bet you didn't know, if you're traveling away from home and say you have a security system in place today and you see an alert and someone's in your home, if you're away from home and dial 911, you're going to get your physical local authorities. Embedded in the Sage app, the comprehensive app, we can dial My Local 911 and dispatch the police to your home address where the Sage unit is located.
Wow, that's very cool.
That's part of our premium service, included with also local storage, cloud storage rather, for the cameras. So the system off the shelf for under $200 comes with streaming content. But for an incremental $9 for your first camera for up to four, you can store up to 10 days of video content, and you get the My Local 911 service.
Cool. So, for $200, I get the hub, and what else do I get?
The hub, you get a contact sensor and a motion sensor. So it gets you started, but you can add cameras. We do have kits that go just under $400 that include the camera that give you more security and monitoring of your home. So we have ranges that suit all different consumer interests.
Great. So if I wanted to pick one up, where should I go?
You can go to sagebyhughes.com. We're selling it direct, and we'd love to have you.
Well, thank you, Janet. I appreciate it. Yeah, have a great day.
Yep,
take care.
All right, thank you.
All right, I'm here with Andrew from Royal. How you doing, Andrew?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing well. So you've got some very cool-looking headsets here. What can you tell us about these?
This is a mobile theater, which you can watch ubiquitous 2D content everywhere. It features the highest resolution display in the world at 3,300 pixels per inch. And it's got super high fidelity audio with noise cancellation headphones. You feel like you're in the middle of a movie theater.
So essentially, I can put these headphones on anywhere and watch anything and feel like I'm at the movies.
Correct. You could be on a plane, in the back of a car. You could be on a train. You could be in a dorm room, and you feel like you're in the middle of a theater with, you know, the highest resolution display, you know, theatrical sound. So.
Very cool. So in terms of the video sources, am I able to watch movies I have on my local hard drive? Is it streaming? What can I watch on these?
Both of those. So you can put movies on the hard drive. You can watch, like, everyday ubiquitous content like ESPN, Netflix, Amazon. So you could stream Wi-Fi or HDMI. Connect to your Xbox if you're a gamer. You can play, you know, PlayStation, Wii, Xbox. So you can enjoy everyday 2D content.
That's great. So in terms of the, you said it's the highest resolution screen.
Yeah.
I imagine high fidelity sound, right?
Correct, yeah. Yeah, the pixel density is 3,300 pixels per inch, which is 10 times greater than that of a smartphone. So it's by far the highest resolution in the world.
So how can I control it when I've got this thing on? Is there a interface that I'm able to?
Yeah, that's a good question. So on the right earbud, it's a touch wheel control that controls our operating system. So you can control, like, volume, brightness, sources of content. Very easy to use.
Excellent. So how much does it sell for? I mean, it seems pretty nice. What can I get this for?
$699.
All right, not too bad. Yeah. And where's it available for sale?
On Amazon and Royal.com and soon and major consumer electronics stores.
Excellent. Yeah. Well, thank you, Andrew. It's super cool. I appreciate it.
Thanks for coming by.
All right,
yeah.
Good job.
Yeah, thanks.
I'm here with David Schick from Tap Systems. How you doing, David?
I'm doing well.
Excellent. So I'm holding this device in my hand, and I'm not quite sure what it is. So what is this?
So this is a smart fabric. It is called Tap, and it turns anything that you touch into a keyboard. So I can write on any device that's Bluetooth-enabled just by touching something and tapping it. And each time I tap, it sends a character to my device.
So by by putting this on your fingers and the motion of my hands are being captured by Bluetooth and being sent to my device? Is that how it works?
Exactly. That's right. Yeah.
So how do I know what to tap?
So we have a learning system. It's a gamified learning system, and it takes you through 9 chapters. It takes about an hour. It's really fun.
So basically I have to learn the tap language? Is that how it is?
Yes, you do. And it's optimized for your hand. So it's really easy to learn. It's a really natural motion. Okay. And it's, you know, once you know it, you can tap on anything. I can tap on my head. I can tap on myself. And I'm just writing.
Right. So where did you come up with the idea for this? I mean, this is a different kind of interface. I've never seen anything like it before.
Well, I was trying to solve pretty much an unsolvable problem, which is, what do you do as computers get smaller and smaller and wearable, and you don't have a surface that you can write on? You know, so when you get to the point where things are in watches or in augmented reality or VR where you don't have a visible keyboard, how are you going to write? So this is tactile. You can do it anywhere. It's as mobile as you can get because you can tap on anything.
Yeah. So now this is a prototype, right? So where are you guys at in your development stage?
So we just launched this as a beta here in the Bay Area, and we're showing it to customers. They're trying it, giving us feedback. We're integrating some of their comments into our device. We're releasing it for a mass market at the end of the year.
Great. And compatible with iOS and Android or all?
The learning system is on iOS right now, but you can pair this to anything that's Bluetooth enabled. So it could be a smart TV, it could be a watch, it could be anything.
Okay, got it. So where can people find out more about Tap Systems?
Look for us at tapwithus.com and search for us just with Tap.
Okay, yeah. Excellent. Well, good luck, David, and thanks so much. I'm here with a familiar face. I'm here at the ring table with Yossi. How you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Good, good. So it's good to see you. You guys are a proud sponsor of the Twit Network. I want to thank you for that.
We love Twit.
Oh, excellent, excellent. So it's great to see you here at Mobile Focus. What's new and exciting from Ring?
So we have our wire-free outdoor stick-up camera, which is actually the world's only outdoor security camera with two-way audio. So not only can you see what's going on around your property, but you can speak to these unwanted visitors or wanted visitors through the device.
Very cool, very cool. So, and in terms of mounting it outside, how is it powered? How does it work?
So it has its own battery, and that's what makes it very unique. You don't have to have a power source, but in case you don't want to go up on a ladder and take it down every 6 months to recharge it, we have a solar panel that connects right to the device, and it, as long as it has even indirect sunlight, it'll keep your device continuously charged.
So the Ring doorbell powered by solar energy.
Very energy efficient.
Very energy. That's amazing. So you don't have to climb up that ladder. You don't have to change the battery.
Yeah, it's good to go. Yeah.
Excellent. And as long as the sun is out.
As long as the sun is out. Yep.
Excellent.
Yep.
So, and also you got a new version of the Ring doorbell, correct?
Yeah, it's the Ring Video Doorbell Pro. So it's wired only. It doesn't have a battery. But you do have a 1080p camera. And you can access the camera feed on demand whenever you choose to.
That's very, very cool. So how much does all this stuff cost?
So the stick-up camera is $199, the solar panel is $49.99, and the Pro doorbell is $249.
And are they all out? Are they all released?
They're all out. They're all released. You can buy them in retail or on ring.com.
Excellent. Well, Yossi, thank you so much. It's great to see you.
Thank you.
All right, I'm here with Damon from Ratchio. How you doing, Damon?
Good.
Proud sponsor of the Twit Network. We thank you for your support.
Very proud sponsor. Thank you.
So what can you tell me about Ratchio?
So Ratchio is a smart sprinkler controller, and what it really does is it makes controlling your sprinklers much easier and more convenient than a traditional controller, while more importantly, saving you water and money, which, of course, places like California, with the water crisis and the drought, is really important.
Yeah, no, I remember we were talking beforehand. I remember my dad installing our sprinkler system as a kid and just wrestling with it, and the sprinklers would go off when it's raining and things like that. I imagine Ratchio solves that problem.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and that's what people really love is, you know, once you install the controller, and it's very easy to install, you just replace a traditional controller in under 30 minutes, you set it up with your Wi-Fi, and then from there on out, you get mobile access anytime, anywhere, so you can check it and adjust it from anywhere. But more importantly, since it's Wi-Fi enabled and connected to the cloud, you get all this intelligence around how much you should water and when you should water, and it'll automatically adjust your schedule based on things like weather forecasts. So you never have to water when it rains, which is one of the biggest things people hate to do.
So if I install it, the device in the app itself will monitor the weather in my city and then dynamically adjust the schedule based on if rain's coming or if it's raining?
Exactly, exactly. And that's what really makes it smart. And so then we can look at your climate, how the climate changes over the course of the year, the weather patterns. And we don't just know like when it rains. We look out ahead into when it's going to forecast to rain, and we want water. So you don't have that, you know, not only watering when it rains when people hate it, but watering the day before, which is still a waste too. So that smarts is really important.
So when I'm installing it, I can if I've already got a sprinkler system, I can just replace the other device. Does it require power? How does the behind the scenes work?
Yeah, so you just take your traditional controller, pull it out, you put this controller in. You do need power, but if you have a traditional controller, you should have it there. You connect it to your Wi-Fi, and most people now have Wi-Fi, you know, especially if it's out in their garage on the side of their house, so it connects right there. And then you're on your way. It's very simple, and you just need a mobile app to start going.
Yeah, so that was my next question. So in terms of controlling it, app is available on both iOS and Android?
Yes, iOS, Android, and you can do it through web, so web-based.
And any sort of notifications and alerts and that sort of thing?
Yeah, so I told you about the fact it doesn't water and it rains. It'll alert you when it's doing a delay because it's not going to water, which is great. So you always know it's working. And also it tells you how much water you're saving, too, how many gallons per month and over the course of the year. So you really see the savings. And for much of our customers, they can save up to 50% on their water bill, which can pay for the product itself in months.
So speaking of that, how much is Ratchio?
So it's $199 for an 8-zone and $249 for a 16-zone. You can also, because we're EPA WaterSense certified, you can get rebates from a lot of the water companies. Some of those go up to $150, almost $200. So you can actually get the rebate almost the entire cost of the product up front. So you're saving money right off the bat.
Very cool. So if I wanted to pick one up, where can I get it?
You can get it at Amazon, Best Buy, Home Depot, or our website, ratchio.com, R-A-C-H-I-O.com.
Very cool. Well, thanks, Damon. I appreciate it. Good stuff.
Sure. Thank you.
I'm here at Purism with Todd. How you doing, Todd?
I'm doing great.
Excellent. So what can you tell me about Purism? You guys had a very successful crowdfunding campaign, right?
Yeah, that's right. So we actually had two campaigns, a 15-inch laptop, and then we had a 13-inch laptop. Both campaigns were very successful, and we've raised over $1 million in the first year.
So what makes the Purism Librem laptops different?
Well, a lot of things, but primarily we actually manufacture the motherboard where we select each individual chip that will only run free software. So we run our own operating system called PureOS, but that's a Debian fork. So by running the most strict selection of distribution, then you can end up running really any GNU Linux-based system at all right out of the box.
So when I go to purchase a laptop, I can actually choose between your PureOS or the Cube OS, right?
Yeah, that's right. So we actually, for the Librem 13, we're certified with Cube's OS. The 15-inch, we do offer it, and we're hoping to get the 11-inch also certified, so you can actually choose between PureOS, which is really designed for ease of use. As soon as you boot it up, it becomes your privacy and you're protected. So really, it's designed for average users. And then Cube's OS, which is obviously the most secure operating system out there today by having virtual machines running under your different software. But you can end up choosing those.
So when I order a laptop, I can use your guys' PureOS, or I can choose from CubeOS, right?
Yeah, that's right. So we actually have PureOS is really designed for ease of use. So when you get it, it protects your privacy, strips third-party trackers. But we also offer, and we partnered with Cube's OS, and we have it certified on the Librem 13, and then we also offer it on the Librem 15, and we're hoping to have it certified for the Librem 11, where that's really designed around compartmentalization, so each app itself can't corrupt another app that's running.
Very secure and safe, right?
Exactly right.
Yeah. So you mentioned the Librem 11. You have a big announcement here today that you're launching a new product. So tell me about that one.
Yeah, so this is actually a 2-in-1. So it means it's a tablet and that detaches.
All right.
And so what you end up with is, but it's a full-blown OS, right? So one of the nice things about GNOME and GNOME 3 is that that has made it where we can actually have the convergence between a laptop and a tablet. And that actually ends up allowing us to get to the next stage, right? So this is kind of a leapfrog effect where we end up making it to where we can have a phone in the future, a completely freed phone.
So the plan is to start a 15-inch laptop, go down to 13, 11-inch tablet, and then you want to get to a phone?
That's exactly right. And that's also why, so our logo, it being a rectangle, we knew going into it that there's a great convergence, and really at the end of the day these are just devices and they should all just be simply that you can plug it in to get a monitor, keyboard, and it doesn't really matter what the size of it is.
So you guys have a really strong philosophy around freedom for the user. Can you tell me where that came from?
Well, I've been a free software supporter for decades, and so for me it was really wanting to have a computer that I could have where I could verify the entire stack, meaning the hardware and the software. So that's really where it initially started, because I was never satisfied with what was available. And I wanted something that that came bundled together, right, so that I knew that everything would just work. So that's how it initially started. And we knew that we could form a beachhead with other like-minded people who are free software supporters and then branch out from there, because by bundling it together, we can take that philosophy to the masses where we have privacy protection by default in the product that somebody can get.
So the Librem 11 is also running PureOS, it's running Linux as well? It's not a different tablet OS or anything like that?
That's right. It's the same exact. It's PureOS 3.0, which is the same we run on the Librem 13 and the Librem 15. And then, of course, by running GNOME, then it has the touch-sensitive and the touch apps, so we end up picking up on the benefits of the overall community, which we contribute back to.
So if I wanted to order the Librem 11, how much is it going to cost me? You guys announced it. Is you guys doing crowdfunding again? Or?
Yeah, so we're offering the Librem 11 from Indiegogo at $9.99 for the first 100 that are sell, and then after that it goes up to $12.99.
Excellent. And if I wanted to pick up a laptop, where can I go? I imagine your guys' website?
Yeah, you can go to our website, but you can also go to Crowd Supply, where we can pick up the 13-inch, which ships now, and then the 15-inch we have a 1080p that ships now, or you can have a 4K that's shipping in the next couple weeks.
Wow, some good specs there. That's
exactly.
Pretty,
yeah, we're excited.
Cool, excellent. Well, thanks so much. Good luck with the products.
Hey, thank you. Thank you very much.
All right, I'm here with Ken from BlackBerry. How you doing, Ken?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. So I'm very excited because this is the first time I get to see the BlackBerry Priv in person.
That's awesome.
It's very, very cool. So for those who might not know, what is the BlackBerry Priv?
I mean, the first thing that we always talk about is that this is our first phone built on Android. So this is an Android phone. We've got Google Play Store and all the applications that you want from any consumer applications, Facebook, Uber, everything is on there. We've brought everything that we've learned about security to Android as well. And that's one of the big selling points, and productivity. So BlackBerry has always been known for security and productivity, and we brought those to the Android platform.
Cool. So how has coming to Android been for you guys? Are you happy with the move?
Absolutely. It's been great. We've had a lot of great feedback on the move. I think people realize that the applications is a big story and that we've got that covered now. But what everybody loved about BlackBerry is on Priv, including the physical keyboard, which we can talk about in a bit.
Very cool. So before you move on from Android, you guys recently updated and now you're on Marshmallow, right?
Yes, we are on Marshmallow. All of our unlocked phones can get on Marshmallow, and the carrier has been great rolling it out onto the carrier phones as well, which has brought a lot of great improvements even to battery life, and everything that everybody expects from Marshmallow is right there. So
cool. So in addition to being on Android and on Marshmallow, you guys bring some of your own BlackBerry special sauce in terms of the application side of things. I know BlackBerry's got a great history of productivity, that sort of thing. What does the Priv add to that kind of history?
So in terms of productivity, since you asked that, we've got a couple of applications. We brought our own calendar software, which has a lot of enhancements, particularly for enterprise use cases, conference calls. When a reminder comes up for a meeting, if it detects that there's a conference call number in there, it just gives you a join now button. It dials for you. You don't have to worry about it. But the big thing is BlackBerry Hub. This is your single point for all of your communications, for email, your social networks. They all come into one application on the phone, and it gives you a quick list of everything that is immediately available to you. So, in terms of security, we put a lot of work into securing Android, and we believe we have the most secure Android phone on the market. We put in a hardware root of trust that actually validates the software as soon as it loads and up through the whole boot process to ensure that everything is picture perfect for you. We also have an application called DTech, which is from more of a user-facing aspect of security, and it shows you the current security level of your phone. It tells you that you should encrypt your phone, you should set a password on your phone, and it gives you a quick, easy view on a dial saying how secure your phone is currently configured. And it even shows you what your applications are doing. It would tell you that Facebook has accessed your camera, and that's a valid use case, but maybe there's some application that you downloaded, weren't sure about, and you see, why is this app accessing my camera 50 times in the last 20 minutes, and it'll show you that and even set up notifications to tell you what's going on, right? It's pretty cool.
Very cool, very cool. So talking about the device itself, I noticed immediately, we all know about the Samsung Edge, but you guys have got the rounded curved Edge as well, too. Right?
It's a slightly more subtle than the Samsung Edge, but it has a rounded curve on the glass. When you plug in a charger, it gives a little battery indicator up the side edge of how far you've got to go in terms of your charge and shows you that it's charging. And there's also a neat little tab on the side that you can swipe in on, and it gives you a quick view of your calendar, your emails, and your contacts. So it's always available. If you're inside an app or not, you can swipe on the edge of the phone and get into a quick view of your productivity environment. So, yeah.
And so the one thing that I associate BlackBerry the most with is a great keyboard.
Yes.
And so Priv's got it, right?
Yes. You slide up, and you got a physical keyboard right there. So we have the virtual keyboard that everybody knows from a glass-based device, but a quick slide, you've got a physical keyboard available to you. Physical keyboard is also touch sensitive, so if you slide across the keyboard, you can scroll through the screens on your home screen. If you're on a web page, you can slide up and down on the keyboard and scroll through a web page. Swipe across on the keyboard to delete a word as well, so it's really cool, and you can use it as a trackpad. So.
Cool. So kind of the evolution of the BlackBerry keyboard.
Evolution of the keyboard, exactly. And most people, I find I go kind of in between the two. Quick messages, I just use a virtual keyboard, but if I hit something longer, I'll always go to the physical keyboard. It just gives me more confidence in what I'm doing.
And so if I'm interested in the BlackBerry Priv, is it carrier specific or can I get an unlocked version?
You can do both. You can get it through T-Mobile, AT&T, and Verizon in the U.S., plus a bunch of carriers globally. And you can also buy it from our own shop that we have. You can get it from Amazon. There's a couple of different methods you can use. So, yeah.
Well, congratulations on the Priv, and thanks so much for chatting.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
So I'm here at Kodak with Tracy. How you doing, Tracy?
I'm good. Thank you.
Excellent. So VR is taking over the world, and Kodak is right there with a brand new camera that's going to make it happen. What can you tell me about the PixPro?
Well, we're really excited. We were one of the first companies to introduce a 360 camera almost 2 years ago. And then in January of this year, we actually followed it up with a 4K version, the SP360 4K, which is what I'm holding right here in my hand.
Can I see it?
Of course.
This is tiny.
It's so portable, and it's so light and really easy to mount virtually anywhere. Right.
So if I purchase this and utilize this, I'm able to record 360 video, or tell me how it works, basically.
Sure. Well, basically, the camera you're holding there has a curved lens, right? And it's 360 degrees in circumference. So everything from the bottom of the lens all the way over and around, you're going to get in frame or in the video. We have the ability to include a dual mount with one of our packages that will basically let you put a second camera back-to-back with that, and then that makes it a full spherical video. I think we actually have one right here. I'll grab it for you.
All right, excellent.
Yeah, so this is our dual mount here, and we've got two of the cameras back-to-back.
Cool.
So now, basically, from the top of my head, tip of my toes, and all the way around, we're getting everything in the shot.
So I could conceivably attach these to a drone and go get, you know, kind of floating video, right?
Exactly. Yeah, we actually are coming out with a brand new mount for the 3DR Solo drone in July. And we mount one on the bottom of the drone and one on the top. And then with our included Stitch software, you virtually eliminate the entire drone, no propellers, no legs, and it's a seamless, like, full 360 VR experience.
Very cool. So a lot of the platforms are starting to support VR, like Facebook and YouTube. How easy is it to get the footage from this onto one of those platforms?
Yeah, that's probably the biggest win that we had. And I think when more consumers, I think in January, it's a household word now, right? VR and 360. So it's super simple with our software. You basically just import the video, do your very quick editing, and we have a one button upload or export to YouTube. So automatically YouTube recognizes that as an SP360 4K video, and then anyone that has access to your channel can basically then interact with the video on their mobile device, be it a tablet or phone, or if it's on a laptop, similar to, you know, just moving the cursor and dragging the image and the video around.
So if I'm a little more experienced and I do a lot of my own video editing, are you able to export the video to like Premiere or some of the other packages?
Definitely. It's compatible with all of the Adobe suites like Premiere and Metal. And so if you wanted to do text overlays or add music or bumpers and things like that, you have the flexibility of exporting MP4 files.
Wow, that's very cool. All right. So how much is it going to cost me?
You stand back. Get ready for it.
All right. Let's brace ourselves.
The single camera with accessories is $499.
Not bad. Not
I know. Bad. And then if we go into the two-camera solution, which is our dual Pro Pack, that's $899. And again, that comes with the dual mount, a selfie stick, and it actually comes with an RF remote control, which is another really cool feature that allows you to sync the two cameras together and then remotely record, stop, and start. And so you don't have to worry about syncing them. So then when we're stitching it together, it makes it super simple.
That's so cool. And Kodak has got such a great legacy and it's been such an American brand. It's great to see you guys moving into the VR world and being then having such a great product associated with it.
Thank you. It's really exciting. I know we have a really loyal following, and it's super cool to be in the new world of VR.
Cool. Excellent. Well, thank you so much, and
I
appreciate it.
Thank you.
Cool. All right. I'm here with Gordon from Energous. How you doing?
Great. Great to have you.
So, yeah, thanks for chatting. So tell me about Energous. What is this?
Energous is a company. We do wireless charging. We do RF, or radio frequency based charging, at a distance. So a lot of times when people think about wireless charging, they think about putting their phone on a pad and placing it and walking away. And a lot of people say, wow, that's really not very interesting. What else can I do in terms of wireless charging? And that's what we have. We have wireless charging up to 15 feet. So as you enter a room, our transmitter identifies where the location of different devices are at and actually sends a small pocket of energy just to those devices as needed.
So I could charge my phone wirelessly from 15 feet away with no cable or anything?
That's what you're going to start to see in the near future.
That's like science fiction. That's amazing. So how does it all work?
So it's an RF-based radio frequency charging technology. There's transmitters and there's receivers. So just like Wi-Fi, you have a Wi-Fi router somewhere. You also would have a transmitter that does this RF-based charging. And it talks to different devices in the room that also have the receiver technology on it. So the receiver technology can be very small. This is a single receiver ASIC and antenna on there, and there's some green LEDs, really small. Part of the reason why you don't see a lot of wireless charging in today's consumer products is because the technology is pretty big. They can fit it into a phone case or into the back of a phone, but they really can't fit into something smaller like a fitness tracker or Bluetooth earbuds. Our technology is small enough to be able to do that. That's one of the big key differentiators. So this is, like I said, one single ASIC and one single antenna. And as I get over close to this small transmitter, you can see it start to light up. Okay, it's starting to get green because I'm getting energy from that. And I can identify that, you know what, there's other companies that want to do that same thing. They want to charge their devices without having to plug it in. Companies want to get rid of this little micro USB port. They want to make their product fully waterproof and not have you plug in, plug out. This is a way for them to do that. And they can do it with something that's pretty low cost. We have a transmitter we identified and announced at CES this year called the Miniature Transmitter. This is something that's very, very small, very low cost, that can be embedded into included inside the box. Instead of this ugly cord and power adapter, they can include this. And that way, they can start charging from a very close distance now. And as mid-size transmitters that maybe can charge things on your desk and full-size room transmitters come out, those devices will then be augmented into that ecosystem.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, how the desktop charger makes sense, but what are some of the other applications that you could see this being utilized for, you know, like in a house environment? Or?
Yeah, so places where you spend a lot of your time. Unfortunately, at work, in your office cubicle, in your car. So that front seats area of your car, public transportation is a great location. And then, of course, maybe even the bedroom on your nightstand. Imagine taking out your hearing aids, if you use hearing aids, never having to replace and fumble around with those little tiny batteries. Just put them on the nightstand, and they charge wirelessly through something that's close by. Maybe it's a transmitter that's embedded into a nightstand desktop or nightstand alarm clock or something like a nightstand lamp.
So this technology isn't out yet, right? But it's when will it be out? When can I get my hands on this?
We anticipate products from our partners at the very end of this year with a small transmitter, this miniature transmitter. Very end of this year, early next year. And then this mid-size, more desktop transmitter, we anticipate products to start moving into the market right around Q3 of next year. And then that full-size, what we call a full room transmit, as early as end of next year.
So if our audience want to check out some more information, where can they find it?
Right on the web, energys.com. Also, just Google What Up.
Nice. Well done. Thanks so much for your time.
Great. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
So that was Mobile Focus World Showcase. We saw some really cool stuff, some really exciting technology, wireless charging, and amazing secure laptops and tablets. Really, really cool stuff. So I hope you enjoyed it. I definitely had a great time. Head over to twit.tv to check out all of our other great shows. You can check out our other live specials at twit.tv/specials. And be sure to subscribe and check us out on YouTube, iTunes, and on Stitcher. So until next time, thanks for watching.